Shareholders of Boston-based General Electric stock will see their quarterly dividend cut in half. This morning, the board of the global conglomerate announced the cut, and later today, GE is unveiling a new roadmap for the future. It's an attempt to shore up the company's sinking fortunes. The price of GE stock has fallen 35% since the start of the year. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman joins me in the studio. Bruce, is this a big deal?
Oh, yeah, Deb, it is. GE has been paying dividends since, 1899. It's known as a widows and orphans stock. That's because people on fixed incomes rely on it, and that's why they buy this stock. But getting a reduction in the dividend like this, that's a big deal. Dividends have been reduced by GE only, six times, I think, in 34 years. The last time was back in 2009 during the Great Recession, and it was almost about 70%. But it's been hemorrhaging money. Since 2000, the company's lost more than $400 billion in market value. I spoke to MIT Sloan School of Finance professor Geeta Rao, and she says there are no quick fixes.
The kind of company that GE is, the core businesses that it's in, those businesses are slow growing. They have to rely on cost rationalization, cost cutting. And cost cutting is not that easy to do.
So, Bruce, you know, we've heard a lot of rumbling about what might be happening with GE, but GE made a lot of promises to Boston. How is all of this going to affect the city?
Well, Deb, we're not sure right now. The specifics are coming out later this morning in their call to investors. But the CEO, John Flannery, did say earlier that everything is on the table. There are no sacred cows. He announced plans to reduce the expenses by $3 billion over the next few years. The company said it's going to keep the promises to Boston, but it is going to be delaying the building of its $200 million world headquarters. Geeta Rao of MIT says the company going forward doesn't have much time to maneuver.
The question that faces a company like GE is, you know, what do they want to be? Who do they want to be? They're an industrial conglomerate. What is their growth strategy? How are they going to get this giant aircraft carrier turned in the right direction and steaming full steam ahead?
We don't know right now, but we will in about 2 hours, Deb, when GE makes its call to investors.
All right. And I'm sure you will keep us posted, Bruce. WBUR Bostonomics reporter Bruce Gellerman will be monitoring events about GE. Thanks so much for being with us this morning, Bruce.
You're welcome, Deb.